It's Marketplace Tech for January 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, a film called Hidden Figures opens in theaters around the country. It's about three African-American women fighting for workplace equality as NASA mathematicians in the 1960s during the space race. Here's a bit from the trailer.
Let me ask you, if you were a white male, would you wish to be an engineer?
I wouldn't have to. I'd already be one.
Hidden Figures is based on a book of the same name by Margot Lee Shutterly. It was adapted for the screen by director Theodore Melfi and screenwriter Allison Schroeder. Allison joins me now to talk about the film. Hey, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell me about the women at the center of this movie.
Oh, they're pretty amazing. You have Katherine Johnson to start out with, and she was the woman that did the math, figured out how to get John Glenn from his orbit back down to Earth into the landing zone. Pretty incredible. She was inventing the math. It had never been done.
Wow.
You have Mary Jackson, who became the first female aeronautical engineer, not only at NASA, but in the U.S. And then you have Dorothy Vaughan, who saw the wave of the future, which was the coming of mechanical computers rather than human computers, and she taught her girls to program.
NASA is something that's been a presence in your life for a long time, right? You grew up in Florida near Cape Canaveral. And how did that experience inform your thinking about this project?
It was everything to this project. I mean, when I was actually given, well, it was actually a proposal for Hidden Figures. The moment I read it, I said, I have to do this because I'm a NASA baby. This is how I grew up. So my grandmother was a computer programmer. So Dorothy Vaughan really paved the way for her. And I would go up and visit them on the Cape. My grandmother worked in the vertical assembly building. I would play on the Mercury prototype. I was convinced I could launch myself into space. So the culture of NASA and having actually been in the original mission control, it was key to writing this film.
How else did you research the film?
I looked at a lot of archive footage. I read all the accounts of the Mercury 7 themselves so I could get the technology correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looked into these women and the time period the best I could. And I love research. I'm a big dork about it.
After working on this project, what work do you think we all still have to do in telling the stories of minorities in the history of technology and innovation?
I think it's key. I think it's really sad that it's been lost because I think little girls...
It has been lost, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's really sad. And I think we need to do more to show it because little girls and little boys need to have role models to look up to. And no, I'm not the first one. I'm not having to do this for the first time ever. Others have blazed the trail before me and I can follow in their footsteps and do the same thing. Plus, look... technology is changing. Google says its workforce is going to have a shortage in the next 10 years if women and minorities don't go into STEM. They simply won't have the laborers they need.
Allison Schroeder, she wrote the screenplay for the movie Hidden Figures, which is out in wide release today. Allison, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
There is a much longer version of that interview online at marketplacetech.org. It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today, Dan Morin. He is co-host of the technology podcast, The Rebound, also on the podcast Clockwise. Dan, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. One news app.
Ooh. That's a good one. New York Times. Would that be the New York Times?
Yes. Can you tell me more?
Apple has removed it from the App Store in China due to local regulations, which really nobody knows exactly what it means, but probably, you know, it's China.
And you can't get it on the web. So basically, the New York Times doesn't exist in China unless we're talking about the New York Times' virtual reality and puzzle apps, which are apparently still available in China. So I'm hoping like an enterprising crossword puzzle maker will maybe like sneak in some headlines.
That's good. I like that. That's pretty sneaky.
All right. What do you got for me?
All right. Let's try a 29-inch touchscreen.
29-inch touchscreen. That's got to be like the size of a screen of a new smart fridge that nobody actually wants.
It is, in fact, a smart refrigerator.
Whoa. All right.
Well, this is so LG has announced a smart fridge with a 29-inch touchscreen that has a feature called InstaView,
okay,
which essentially lets it turn translucent. I assume they just mean it has a camera on the inside, but it shows you what's inside your fridge.
Could we be any lazier?
That's good, because I couldn't do it myself.
Exactly. All right. $400.
Is it a new sort of Wi-Fi router?
Think about it's a bird, it's a plane,
it's Superman is way more expensive than $400, I assume.
This is the new selfie drone from the company KeyShare Technology. The drone launched at CES this week, I guess both literally and figuratively.
Hasn't come back yet.
That's right. But it comes in 5 different colors and also has 5 selfie-taking modes.
There's no way that could go wrong, is what I think. Having seen the people with all their selfie sticks, I can't imagine how much worse it would be if they all had drones following them around.
Dan Morin, he is co-host of the tech podcast, The Rebound. Dan, thanks for playing Silicon Tally with me today.
Thanks so much, Ben.
All this week, we are talking tech resolutions. We've been hearing from listeners. You ready? Here's a good one. Amanda Lopez of Sterling, Virginia. What does she want to do?
To learn a lot more about IoT, the Internet of Things, as well as security.
Good luck, Amanda. We got your back on both those topics. We have also been hearing from fellow marketplacers today, our own European correspondent, Stephen Beard, who wants to up his Twitter game.
Twitter, I have a total of 7 followers, including the Belgian Association of Funeral Directors. And I was told, you've got to put a photograph. You've got to put your photograph in there. So I dutifully scanned my marketplace ID card into the computer, posted it, and found out that what I'd done irrevocably was posted half my face. So every time I try to contact people now, they don't see the oval, they just see half my face.
Stephen Beard, ladies and gentlemen, tweet him encouragement. He is at StephenBeard1. I am also on Twitter. You can reach me at TheBrockJohnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.